Aretha Rudy's newspaper column probably won't win a Pulitzer, but folks have enjoyed it for decades in Marshall County, Kansas. It can be a challenge for Rudy to research her weekly accounts of local history. She's 85, and a stroke and post-polio syndrome have left her unable to walk more than a few steps. She almost never leaves her house, but she can live there alone because of the help she gets, not just from her son and daughter, but from many neighbors in her small town, Frankfort, near the Nebraska border. 2 years ago, along with thousands of other Kansans, Aretha Rudy kept a record of one day in Kansas. Morning Edition selected it for its series of Prairie Diaries.
It is 5:45 a.m., and my town of less than 900 souls is awake and moving about. Cars passing by eastward are taking a 6 a.m. shift of nurses' aides to their work in the Frankfort Community Care Home. Pickups headed westward are taking the fellows who eat breakfast downtown to the diner, where they will solve the world's problems and catch up on the latest gossip. Frankfort may be ailing, but it is not dying. We do have 4 beauty shops with operators who are excellent barbers. One of these operators comes to my home to do my hair.
My name's Marge. I just come here on Friday mornings and I'll do her hair.
And I'm going to make her water my flowers before she leaves.
You need anything else done while I'm here? Okay. She needs to get her sink fixed. It's leaking. I keep telling her that.
You just do it. If they need you just do it. You just don't even hesitate. And she always feels guilty if she's got to call me, and it doesn't bother me in the least. Aretha used to come to the shop. It just, everybody would just sit and listen. Everybody in town does now. They go to Aretha and find out where this is or what this is, and she knows everything. And so that has been very missed at my shop, because people still ask me how Aretha is, because they don't get to see her since she's not out circulating anymore.
I have written a newspaper column for 26 years for the weekly Marysville Advocate. The title of my column is It Happened Here. I never missed a deadline, but they all question my spelling, and rightfully so. But it isn't that I can't spell, it's that my typewriter can't spell. Oh, that's Joyce. Come on in, Joyce.
Okay. I'm Joyce Swanson. I deliver Mrs. Riddy's groceries to her. I usually just take her frozen stuff and I put it away for her. This is her freedom. It keeps her happy. She probably wouldn't be able to stay home if she didn't have all this people to help her do this stuff. Well, I'm going to head back, Mrs. Rudy. I'll call you Thursday, okay?
Yeah, you take care.
Bye-bye.
I spend most of my days here in this lift chair. I can see if somebody drives into my neighbors. I can see Dr. Griffin, the veterinarian, across the street. And I can hear lawnmowers. I've seen everything that's out that window, see? I had to even get used to living in town because my husband always wondered about what will people say. One time, the neighbors were moving a herd of cows by our place, and I was working in the garden that morning, and he said, "You shouldn't have been out there in that garden this morning." And I said, "Why?" "Well, those people will say that man makes that crippled woman hoe the garden." And I said, "If they know me and they know you can't make me do anything I don't want to. So let's just have it that way." This is Lori Stenson, and she is our Frankfort librarian.
I stop at Aretha's house to bring books and things that she's requested to do research for. Both of these look like they would be very interesting.
I think I have read books about every place in the world. And sometimes I've thought that would be a nice place to visit, but I have never been on an airplane. I've never seen the mountains, and I've never seen an ocean. But I really, you see, I've never seen them, so I really don't know what I missed, maybe.
Well, I hope your books are good.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You have to get used to living alone. I guess I was trying to be silly one time, and I told my daughter, "When the time comes that you have to put me in a nursing home, and I don't know what it's all about anymore," I said, "take me away to another town someplace." And she said, "Well, why?" I said, "I don't want people coming in. See me sitting there half asleep in my wheelchair, and they'll say, poor Aretha, I feel so sorry for. But I do want somebody to feel sorry for me, so I think I would stay around.
Hello, Mrs. Riddy.
When I count my blessings, living in a small rural town is at the top of my list. Amen.
Aretha Rudy's column for the Marysville Advocate is at npr.org. On next week's Prairie Diary, the beef business is booming, and Southwest Kansas is booming with it, from cowboys to meat packers.
To describe Dodge City, if you've never been here, most of the people talk about is, what is that smell? You can't miss it. It's cattle. The smell, to us, is money, and you get used to it.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Butler.